the rest of the story. It was a gem show in Tucson, Arizona. Diamonds and emeralds, rubies, you know, legitimate inventory. Yes, mostly. But one item at the exhibition, which had been smuggled into the country, was just what one collector in particular had been looking for. He must remain anonymous, but his identity is inconsequential. At any rate, or should we say, what came of his purchase was more significant than any body. For the item in question, which on its journey to the United States had passed through the hands of Chinese smugglers, was not a gemstone at all. It was a fossil, the 120-million-year-old fossil of a strange bird-like creature found in the remote Liaoning province of China. And what made this prehistoric bird especially strange was its tail, the sort of tail one might find on a meat-eating dinosaur. Wings, feathers, and a dinosaur tail? The implication was irresistible. Chinese paleontologists had discovered the true missing link in the evolutionary chain connecting dinosaurs and birds. Of course, the tabloids would eventually pick up the story, but one yellow journal grabbed it before the others could. And that publication not only kept the scoop a secret from its competitors, but from the scientific community as well. What a headline it made as the new millennium was dawning. Feathers for T-Rex, it read. Proof, the article said, that birds evolved from dinosaurs, just the way they explained it in the sci-fi thriller Jurassic Park. Archaeoraptor, they called the newly found fossil, bird and dinosaur in one. So publishing history has been made, and hard on its heels followed scientific scrutiny. It did not take long for paleontologists to reveal the rest of the story. That Archaeoraptor was a hoax. Somebody somewhere had stuck the tail of a dromaeosaur onto the body of an ordinary prehistoric bird. But most humiliating of all was which yellow journal had surprised the world with the Archaeoraptor story, a journal with literally a yellow cover. In November of 1999, it was the issue of the prestigious National Geographic magazine. Said Philip Curie, the paleontologist at the Royal Tyrrell Museum in Alberta, Canada, and a member of the National Geographic Society scientific team, the embarrassment will follow me for the rest of my life. So if birds did evolve from dinosaurs, it must be proved some other time, concluded from the evidence of some other fossil. But was Archaeoraptor a hoax? That is, an intentional deception, after all? You see, in the Liaoning province of China, where the officially scorned birdosaur fossil was said to have been found, there was a farmer, and his farm sits smack dab in the center of a rich fossil bed, and according to respected scientists in China, that farmer for years, with no ill intention whatever, that farmer has been collecting in his farmyard the skeletons of prehistoric creatures, and he has been completing the incomplete ones with the bones of others. So the next time somebody tells you that dinosaurs once grew feathers and fled to the skies, you may say maybe so, but now you will know the rest of the story.